From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. All 71 people aboard a Russian passenger plane were killed when it crashed near Moscow Sunday. 65 passengers, 6 crew members were on board. All of them died. Among the victims, 3 children. The 7-year-old plane disappeared from radar just minutes after departing from the capital city's second-largest airport, Domodedovo, and was falling up to 6,700 meters per minute in the last seconds of the crash. The Russian Minister for Transport told reporters Sunday it's too early to draw conclusions as to the cause of the crash. Officials in Afghanistan say 4 operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down their 16 colleagues before fleeing to join the Taliban insurgency in southern Helmand province. The rare overnight insider attack took place at a facility in Girish district linked to the National Directorate of Security. The Taliban did claim responsibility for the attack and said it was carried out by 3 infiltrators, who seized all weapons and equipment at the facility. Egypt's military said Sunday it's killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week. The security operation was focused on the rest of Sinai region. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that his country has dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to fight any further aggression. Saturday's raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli F-16 fighter using anti-aircraft fire. This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya, in a speech to his country, said tensions in the English-speaking regions that began more than a year ago have now abated. He also congratulated his military for successfully curbing Boko Haram atrocities. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon has been enveloped by the Boko Haram insurgency that has claimed thousands of lives on its northern border with Nigeria, displaced hundreds of thousands of people, and pushed 80,000 Nigerian refugees into its territory. The Central African state also is affected by the crisis in neighboring Central African Republic, with regular attacks and kidnappings for ransom in its territory. And recently, the crisis in the English-speaking regions of the country have led to hundreds of people, including 23 policemen and soldiers, being killed. In spite of the continuing threats from Boko Haram and the English-speaking separatists, which opposition political parties say may hamper the organization of elections, the 85-year-old president, who has served for 35 years, insisted that elections will be held this year since peace is returning. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says the United Nations must supervise the return of Rohingya refugees to Myanmar because many are scared to come home on their own.
To be honest, I'm not sure she really understands the full horror of what has happened up here. I don't think she's been up in a helicopter to see what we have seen today. And really what I was trying to get over to her is the importance of her leadership. I believe in her, and I believe in her leadership. I think she's done incredible things in her life. I'm very sad to see what's happening to Burma now and to see the direction the country is going. I believe she can still make a change and make a difference, but to do that, she needs to show a lead, get the agencies in, get the refugees back home in a way that is safe and voluntary and dignified.
Johnson spoke to reporters Sunday after his meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of the country formerly known as Burma. A military crackdown on Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority sent hundreds of thousands fleeing to refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh. Those who stayed behind in their destroyed villages still fear for their lives. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.